Egypt begins to look at them and begins to be threatened by them because their number was so great, and they begin to oppress them. And the covenant which was in love and in agreement and a covenant of life becomes a covenant of death because of the oppression and the treachery that takes place. And it goes on for approximately 400 years, and the children of Israel cry out and say, God, help us! And that's where we come into it in the book of Exodus, and God redeems them, and He pulls them out of that covenant, and He becomes the fulfillment that they might worship Him. Today, God has heard your cry. And He wants you to know that He recognizes this covenant has been oppressive. But today the Spirit of the Lord intervenes that you might worship Him. And He speaks life into it. Hear what the Spirit of the Lord says to you. I am the fulfillment of your covenant. Do not judge yourself in your failures, because I have never failed. I am the fulfillment of it. You look upon your bride and you see the shortcomings. Look upon me and you shall see the wife I've created her to be. Words of life shall be in your tongue. Words of life and not of death. For I have given her to you. And it shall be fulfilled in me, and it will glorify my name. I've heard your cry, saith the Lord. Know this day that I pour forth my oil, that I pour forth my wine. I lay before you a table, a banquet, and you shall partake of it. And I shall fill you to the full, for I am pleased with you, saith the Lord. Ha ha ha. And I speak life into you this day. And do not worry, for you have birthed holy seed. You have birthed holy seed, and you have poured my love into your son. And do know this, it is not unnoticed. And I shall bless you for this, says the Lord. For I have opened the windows of heaven for you. You are my daughter. Lord, we bless this unity right now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that the blood of Jesus Christ makes this union one. The blood of Jesus Christ brings healing. I thank you that today, O God, it is no longer a covenant of death and oppression, but it is a covenant of life, a covenant of freedom. And they shall be an example to all of your faithfulness. Lord, I bless their finances. The devil is a liar. And we know, Lord, that you are the provision. You shall meet their every need. Pressed down, shaken together. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Your morning shall become joy. Thank you, Jesus. Joel, will you come down here? Anybody that needs prayer for your relationship, then don't be bashful. If you just need prayer this morning, the Lord showed me last Monday, this Sunday was, this service was a time for Him to minister to the people. It wasn't about a message, it was about Him ministering to the people. What I've shared this morning is if you relate to it at all, then it breaks and the whole thing starts happening when you bring light to it and you just stand up and say, I need prayer. I don't care if we have to push the rose back. I don't care what we got to do. But today, God has freedom for you if you want it. But you've got to want it. You've got to step out in it. Stand up. Amy, will you come up here?